date is Tuesday, May 20th, 2003. The meeting is being held at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister, Oklahoma.
The final clemency hearing for Robert Wesley Knighton. On January 8, 1990, Knighton broke into the rural Oklahoma farmhouse of Richard and Virginia Denny. He murdered the elderly couple and made off with $61, a pocket knife, some cigarettes, and a rundown truck. Knighton was arrested almost immediately, convicted, and sentenced to death 9 months after the murders. In Oklahoma, a clemency hearing for a crime of this sort is usually little more than a formality. But this case is unusual because the only witness testifying on the prisoner's behalf is the daughter of one of the murder victims.
I am Sue Norton. Few of you will ever be able to experience or understand the depth of the pain that I felt as I knelt down cleaning up the blood of my daddy.
January the 9th, 1990, I received a phone call about 9:30 at night. It was a step-sibling calling and saying that our daddy and stepmother had been murdered. And they were shot to death in the dining room. I went to the arraignment. Robert Knighton walked in the courtroom, and he was shackled in the orange jumpsuit. I don't think I even realized much else about him other than his eyes. His eyes were so cold and so hard as they stared right straight at me.
Mark Gibson is the district attorney where this crime occurred.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen. I think probably in 17 years I've prosecuted 20 to 25 first-degree murderers, but in all those years there's only one other man. When I looked into their eyes, that I saw the pure evil that was Bob Knighton. In 1995, the day that they identified the Oklahoma City bomber, he sat in my jail, and he came into my courtroom. And when I met Tim McVeigh, I immediately said to the deputy outside, that's the only other time I expect I will ever see the same eyes that I saw in Robert Wesley Knighton.
During the trial, they put me on the witness stand, and at the very end, he said, how did you know Richard and Virginia Denny? And I just burst out bawling, and I says, my daddy and my stepmother. When I looked over at the jury, every single one of them was crying. They gave Robert Knighton the death penalty for me.
I ask that the will of the people of Noble County be carried out. Thank you.
The last day of the trial, I went to bed crying, and I just prayed and asked God, you know, what on earth am I supposed to be feeling? When I woke, the thought in my head was, Sue, you could forgive him. That really was a message from God.
My name is Robert Whitaker, Assistant Attorney General on behalf of the state of Oklahoma. Ms. Norton's plea, it's very interesting, very touching. You can feel her struggle and her pain. There are people that need to have a heart for people in prison.
I saw him at the jail in November of 1990. All of a sudden, I'm standing in front of this big guy, and the only thing between us was the bars. I was just shaking like a leaf, and I looked at him, and I said, I don't know what to say to you, except I want you to know that I don't hate you. And he said, you should. You'd be better off. And I said, no, I've not ever hated anybody in my life, and I'm not going to start today.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is John Stewart. I represent B.K. Knighton. I have a unique situation. Sitting beside me is Sue Norton. She forgave this man and has been a friend to him in prison since that time.
Forgiving the offender who murdered your folks is not popular. People don't understand. And how can I explain it? Because I don't understand it myself.
As you all know, I'm Maudie Nichols. Richard Denny was my dad. Sue Norton's my sister. And don't you take anything wrong. I say here, I love my sister. The only thing I really have to say is I forgave Knighton a long time ago. I still think he is accountable for his actions of what he done. My sister's forgiveness is so much stronger than mine. She has been with Knighton more than she's been with me or my family. And yes, I do miss my sister. And I don't know what else I can say to you. But thank you for letting me say that much.
The clock's ticking. and it's really, really hard for me to believe that on May 27th at 6:05 p.m., he'll be dead.
All right, we'll proceed to the vote. Ms. Loving?
No.
Ms. Bussey? Mr. Brown?
No.
And my vote is no.
Clemency is denied.
State of Oklahoma Partner Approval will now adjourn. The meeting was adjourned at 11:17 a.m. by Chairman Morgan.
Robert Wesley Knighton was executed at 6:05 this evening Central Time at the State Penitentiary in McAlester, Oklahoma. Sue Norton witnessed the execution at his request.
Our story was produced by Karen Callahan and David Isay at Sound Portraits in New York. To see photographs and hear additional audio, visit our website at npr.org.